In 2019, Cuba's health system recorded new achievements and victories with the aim of improving people's health on the island and beyond. On today's program, we will focus on just some of the most important health-related events here in Cuba over the past 12 months. Stay tuned. Let's start by mentioning some on a long list of international health meetings held here in 2019, beginning with the Third Cardio-Oncology International Symposium, which focused on clinical problems related to cardiovascular health of cancer patients. Held at the Trip Havana Libre Hotel here in the Cuban capital, the Cardio-Oncology Symposium gathered cardiologists, oncologists, cardiothoracic surgeons, hematologists, pediatricians, geriatricians, family doctors, anesthetists, among other health professionals from Spain, Portugal, Argentina, Mexico, Chile, the United States, and Cuba. The International Cardiology Congress, CardioVilla 2019, also held sessions here in Cuba, organized by the Villa Clara branch of the Cuban Society of Cardiology and the Ernesto Guevara Cardio Center. Some 400 Cuban and foreign cardiologists debated vascular and large arteries surgery, congenital heart disease, cardiovascular anesthesiology, heart health and sports, child echocardiography, cardiovascular rehabilitation, and heart disease prevention. Several parallel events were also held, among them the 6th Congress on Cardiology, the 3rd Symposium on Cardiovascular Paradoxes, and the 5th Workshop on Cardiovascular Risks. Foreign personalities who attended CardioVilla 2019 included the president of the Swiss Federation of Cardiology, as well as professors from Spain and the U.S. American Heart Association. In statements to reporters in Caibarien, U.S. cardiologist Dr. Matthew Martinez blasted his government's policy of blockade towards Cuba. A member of the American College of Cardiology and a doctor at the Morristown Medical Center in New Jersey, Dr. Matthew Martinez said that there should be no barriers to collaborations between Cuban and U.S. scientists. The U.S. cardiologist said, "There is much to learn from Cuban medicine, which in addition to being provided free of charge, despite financial limitations, manages to do a great deal for the health of the nation's inhabitants. Cuba's results in the field of cardiology are fabulous and should be known by the world scientific community." Also, Professor Giovanni Pedrassini, president of the Swiss Society of Cardiology, during a presentation offered within the framework of the event, highlighted the quality of Cuban medicine. He said, and I quote, "If something merits attention in the case of Cuba, it is the joint work of its health institutions that, despite limited resources, make the most of the country's indisputable medical talent." In other health-related events here in Cuba in 2019, the 11th Congress of the Caribbean and the Cuban Societies of Angiology and Vascular Surgery, Angio Caribe 2019, gathered some 150 Cuban and foreign experts at the Plaza America Convention Center in Varadero, Matanzas, to debate the latest advances in the treatment of peripheral vascular diseases, including vascular complications of diabetes. At the event, Cuba presented the results in the use of EverProt-P, a medication developed by the Center for Generic Engineering and Biotechnology, a unique therapy for the treatment of diabetic foot ulcers worldwide. EverProt-P reduces significantly the risk of lower limb amputation in diabetic patients. The Congress also discussed other subjects related to postgraduate medical education in angiology and vascular surgery, as well as the use of natural and traditional medicine in the treatment of these conditions. Representatives from almost 40 countries and from the Pan-American and World Health Organizations, PAHO, WHO, gathered here in Havana for the Ibero-American Network and Council of Donation and Transplantation meeting, which coincided with celebrations on the World Day for Donation of Organs, Tissue, and Transplantation. Celebrated since 2005, October 14 is World Day for Donation of Organs, Tissues, and Transplantation, established by the World Health Organization to encourage people to be donors and thus save the lives of people less lucky in terms of physical health. Solid organ transplants began here in Cuba in 1972, with the launch of the Kidney Transplantation Program. In the mid-1980s, the first heart transplant was carried out on the island, followed by liver, bone marrow, and cornea transplants, among others. And you're tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting a special edition of our medical and scientific review, bringing you a recount of some of the most important health-related events and achievements in Cuba over the past 12 months. United for Better Digestive Health was the slogan of the 7th International Congress Gastro Cuba 2019, held in October here in Havana, with the participation of specialists from a dozen countries. The event focused on new techniques and trends for the diagnosis and treatment of digestive diseases, including the management of liver ailments and inflammatory bowel diseases, gastrointestinal disorders in pediatric age, technological advances and teaching of diagnostic and therapeutic endoscopy, as well as gastroenterology emergencies, among others. Gastroenterologists from Peru, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, the United States, and Cuba attended the Havana meeting on the early diagnosis of digestive cancer, which constitutes the fourth cause of death from malignant tumors in the Americas. The 28th International Congress of the Italian Latin American Society of Ethnomedicine held sessions here in the Cuban capital with the participation of delegates from some 30 countries. Under the slogan Science and Nature for Life, prestigious Cuban and foreign experts shared their experiences and the latest achievements in the development of medicinal plants based on strategies of the World Health Organization and the International Fund for Agricultural Development. A parallel event, the exhibition fair Natural 2019, featured 35 stands that exhibited new products, services, technologies, and projects associated with natural medicine. And in yet another international health-related conference here in Cuba in 2019, the latest research results and best practices in caring for patients with Prader-Willi's syndrome, PWS, were the focus of debates at the 5th conference of the International Prader-Willi Syndrome Organization held at Cohima Convention Center here in the Cuban capital. Organized by the International Prader-Willi Syndrome Organization and the Cuban Society of Human Genetics, the conference was attended by doctors, researchers, caregivers, patients, and families who shared and learned about the treatment and management of that genetic disorder. caused by the lack of a gene on chromosome 15. Experts refer that PWS is a rare condition which leads to various physical, mental, and emotional disorders, including decreased muscle strength, low levels of sex hormones, and intense anxiety about food. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting a special edition of our medical and scientific review, bringing you a recount of some of the most important health-related events and achievements in Cuba during 2019. As to Cuba's health cooperation with other nations over the past 12 months, Cuba and China reviewed the launch of a joint innovation center in biotechnology, considered essential to scientific development based on projects and techniques developed by the Caribbean state. The center is based on existing bilateral cooperation agreements between both countries in the field of biotechnology. One of them provides for the construction of a cooperative platform to provide better health services in China and other members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Meanwhile, a joint Cuba-China venture aims to develop almost a dozen Cuban drugs to treat heart disease, cerebrovascular diseases, different types of cancer, and chronic hepatitis B, among others. Also, in 2019, Cuba and North Korea signed a Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen health cooperation. The MOU, signed by the Minister of Public Health of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Aung Chung-bok, and her Cuban counterpart, José Ángel Portal Miranda, covers joint scientific research in health sciences and the training of human resources. The Memorandum of Understanding was in the framework of the visit of the Korean Health Minister here, the first by a Minister of Public Health of the Asian country to the Caribbean state. In October last, the first Cuba-Japan Business Forum on Biotechnology and Pharmaceuticals was held at the Cuban Embassy in the Asian country, with the presence of Vice President of the Council of Ministers, Roberto Morales, and a broad representation of Japanese companies and Cuban experts. Normando Isnaga, Commercial and Business Director of the Cuban group BioCuba Pharma, made a presentation on the Cuban biotechnology and pharmaceutical industry. The BioCuba Pharma official highlighted Cuba's efforts to train first-level scientific and professional personnel, the priority given to the national healthcare system, and the closed-cycle model that characterizes the work of Cuban scientific institutions. Ricardo Silva, representative of BioCuba Pharma in Asia, referred to the work experiences in the region, business models, joint ventures, license contracts, and co-development of new products, as well as the joint implementation of projects in the early stages. In turn, Eulogio Pimentel, General Director of the Havana-based Generic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, referred to the production of innovating drugs with a high impact on patients' quality of life and the treatment of cancer, cardiovascular, brain, and neurodegenerative diseases that are typical of aging societies like Cuba's and Japan's. Tadashi Minemurka, Director of Global Strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean of the Japan Foreign Trade Agency, drew attention to the progress of biotechnology in Cuba and the potentialities of joint work between institutions and companies from the two countries. We also learned that Cuba and Kazakhstan expanded cooperation in the fields of biotechnology and health with a visit to the Eurasian country of an important delegation made up of representatives of the Cuban business group BioCuba Pharma and the Center for Molecular Immunology. The Cuban delegation was headed by Dr. Idania Caballero, director of the BioCuba Pharma representation in Moscow and for the entire post-Soviet area. The visit's objective was to follow up and sustain negotiations with Kazakh counterparts on the introduction and use of Cuban medicines in that country, as well as to explore new possibilities and fields of cooperation between the two nations in the biotechnological and health fields, and advance ongoing negotiations on important exchange projects between the two countries. BioCuba Pharma is a business organization that produces medicines, equipment, and high-tech services related to human health. It has 62 production facilities, and among its results has 802 health records and exports to 48 countries. The Center for Molecular Immunology is one of the main centers of this sector in Cuba, with more than 30 Cuban and international awards. It was inaugurated on December 5, 1994, by the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting a special edition of our medical and scientific review, bringing you a recount of some of the most important health-related events and achievements in Cuba throughout the year 2019. The Surgery Society of Ethiopia presented its annual award in 2019 to Cuba for its contribution to the development of that medical specialty and the training of physicians from the African country. At the awards ceremony, Society President Dereje Gulialat praised Cuba's medical collaboration all over the world through assistance programs and free scholarships to students from several countries, including Ethiopia. At the 24th Annual Assembly of the Society held in October, Gulialat particularly highlighted the presence of Cuban doctors and paramedics in several Ethiopian regions over more than 40 years of bilateral relations. More than 4,000 young Ethiopians have benefited from scholarships here in Cuba, including a significant number in medical specialties, and more than 50 graduates are surgeons who are rendering their services back home. And in 2019, the World Health Organization, WHO, ratified Cuba's four-year certification for the elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis. Cuba has maintained the elimination of these health problems since 2015, which is an impressive achievement in terms of public health, read a WHO statement. And the National Center for Generic Medicine reported that in 2019, for the three consecutive years, the infant mortality rate from congenital defects in Cuba has remained at 0.8% for each 1,000 live births, the lowest in the country's history. When the institution was founded in 2003, this indicator was at 1.7. The reduction of the rate was attained through a program that covered between 95% and 99% of pregnant women and newly born infants, with the participation of provincial and municipal medical services and through improvements in the diagnostic instruments. One such improvement was the incorporation of new diagnosis technology for neonatal TIR, which stands for immunoreactive trypsinogen, for the screening of cystic fibrosis in newborns. This is a contribution to Cuban health services from the Havana-based Immunoassay Center. The product of the SUMA diagnosis technology developed by professionals with the Immunoassay Center makes it possible to identify the protein produced by the pancreas that is related to this health disorder. And Cuba concluded 2019 with an infant mortality rate of 5 deaths per 1,000 live births. With this result, the island continues to be among the 35 countries worldwide with the lowest infant mortality rates and among the first in the Americas. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting a special edition of our medical and scientific review, bringing you a recount of some of the most important health-related events and achievements here in Cuba in 2019. But unfortunately, it was not all good news for Cuba and the country's health system in 2019. As the Cuban Foreign Ministry, MINRECS, warned in a statement released in late August 2019, the United States government has been waging an intense offensive campaign against Cuba's medical collaboration with other nations. The U.S. campaign includes threats and sanctions against Cuban leaders and pressure on recipient states to end such cooperation. MINRECS noted that the campaign, directed in detail by the National Security Council at the White House, has had the active participation of senators and representatives associated with anti-Cuba extremists in Florida and rabid State Department officials. In their slander campaign, they accused Cuba of alleged modern slavery and trafficking in persons, and say Cuban professionals interfere in the internal affairs of the nations in which they serve. The Cuban Foreign Ministry further noticed that the Trump administration has even attempted to re-establish the so-called parole program for Cuban medical professionals aimed at sabotaging bilateral agreements signed between Cuba and other nations, thus depriving those countries of badly needed health services provided by Cuban professionals and depriving Cuba of highly qualified human resources. In May 2019, the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, the OAS, organized a conference on the alleged crimes against humanity committed by Cuba in connection with Cuba's medical cooperation abroad. Later in June, the U.S. State Department, in its 2019 report on trafficking in persons, disparaged Cuba's international medical cooperation and a month later imposed visa restriction sanctions on Cuban officials linked to medical missions. Later, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, a U.S. institution that provides funds for subversion programs against the Cuban government, earmarked $3 million for projects directed against Cuba's medical brigades working abroad. This U.S. persecution began in Latin America and has thus far forced the suspension of health cooperation programs in countries like Brazil, Ecuador, and more recently, Bolivia. It is immoral and unacceptable to question the dignity, professionalism, and altruism of the more than 400,000 Cuban healthcare collaborators who over 56 years have completed missions in 164 nations. They have made outstanding contributions to the fight against Ebola in Africa, against blindness in Latin America and the Caribbean, and cholera in Haiti, in addition to the 26 brigades of Cuba's Henry Reeve International Contingent of Doctors specialized in disasters and major epidemics, who have fulfilled missions in Pakistan, Indonesia, Mexico, Ecuador, Peru, Chile, and Venezuela, among others. With the same dedication, 35,613 health professionals from 138 countries have been trained free of charge in Cuban universities. In the case of nations with less favorable economic conditions, Cuba assumes practically the entire cost of collaboration. Similarly, and in line with the United Nations concept of South-South cooperation, Cuba's health support is offered to other nations on the basis of complementary and partial compensation for services rendered. As Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has rightly said, the U.S. campaign against Cuba's international medical cooperation is a disgraceful criminal act against peoples in need of medical assistance. It cannot overshadow the solidarity and human contribution of the 29,000 Cuban healthcare professionals who currently provide their services in 65 nations. The attitude of the U.S. government in this matter is despicable, but Cuba's response is firm. We will continue to save lives, to seek health and well-being for the world within the limits of our possibilities, wherever the presence and expertise of our health professionals are needed. You've been listening to a special edition of our medical and scientific review with a recount of some of the most important health-related events and achievements in Cuba in 2019. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lina Valverde.